Welcome to the Flashpoints Election Protection section, co-hosted by none other than Greg Pounce, best-selling author, investigative reporter, contributor to BBC and Democracy Now. Greg, welcome to Flashpoints.
Glad to be back with you with another voter protection story.
Let's talk about some of the key evils. What are the things confronting voters now?
One of the things I've been telling people is protect yourself, okay? And, for example, you think you're registered? You better check again. Go online and check again. And I just checked a minute ago. My registration in California is kapoof. And the state of California did not send me a notice. So I checked out something. I've been speaking to your secretaries of state, California Secretary of State, which is today Alex Padilla. But when Bruce McPherson, a Republican, was head of the voting in California, 45% of the voter registration forms that were submitted, we're talking several hundred thousand, were never entered onto the voter rolls.
Why?
Now, whose forms weren't added? Me and my co-investigator, Bobby Kennedy, the law professor, called up Deborah Bowen, who was Secretary of State at that time, and said, who were they? The answer was, as you know, there were massive drives to register Hispanic voters and massive drives to register Asian Americans. Those were the cards that weren't added. What was the excuse? That they were illegible or they were, quote, listen to this, unusual names. I said, what's an unusual name? She said, names like Muhammad, okay, were unusual. Names that had accent marks or hyphens like Garcia Marquez. Overwhelmingly, the 45%, we're talking hundreds of thousands of registration cards, were never added to the voter rolls, which were overwhelmingly minority voters. This is a national epidemic, and it is not random. It's not just anyone's cards. In the state of Georgia, 55,000 voter registration cards, almost all of them students, they put none of them on the voter rolls. So number one, this is systematic. It's not just anyone's vote who isn't added to the voter rolls. That's number one. Number two, protect yourself. This is how elections are won by crazy old white men for the most part, because they're keeping the new young voters off the voter rolls. It's systematic. It's deliberate. Don't assume you've been registered because you filled out a card. There is a national attack on voting rights. It is a very subtle, electronically driven Jim Crow operation. Protect yourself.
Greg, if you say you manage to register, figure out what's going on, and get your vote in, are you guaranteed that it will be counted?
Not at all. In America, we have something called spoilage. 2 to 4 million votes are never counted, which are cast. For some type of weird technical reason, fly poop on an optical reading red ballot, and you're all familiar with hanging chads. This one, you try to punch through on a ballot, and there's just a little bit of it left. You didn't see it on the back of the ballot. Votes don't spoil because they are left out of the fridge. They are spoiled because someone has made a decision to try not to count your vote. And I want to repeat a figure I gave last year because I want it to be indelible in your brain. The chance your ballot will spoil, that is, you cast it and it doesn't get counted, is 900% higher if you're black than you're white. That's the official U.S. Civil Rights Commission statistical analysis.
That is amazing. Now, I'm not sure if it was Alabama. One of the southern states implemented the new strict ID requirement. Do we know, is that another form of electronic stealing of the votes? Do we know how that
absolutely
would be?
We just had two things. Yes, Alabama was within a half an hour of the U.S. Civil Rights, of the U.S. Voting Rights Act being gutted by the Supreme Court. Alabama passed a law requiring state active voter ID, and about 20% of the black population did not have the correct voter ID to allow them to vote. Just on Monday, there was a decision which allowed North Carolina to implement similar vote restriction laws, and it is total reimposition of Jim Crow, which could not have happened if the Voting Rights Act hadn't completely been gutted. So we have to once again restart the voting rights movement that reached what we thought was the victory in 1965. We're back on the wrong side of the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. We have to start once again. And also, I'm going to recommend that people go to gregpalace.com, and we're going to put up, there's a little poster called 7 Ways to Beat the Ballot Ban. It's kind of how to protect your vote. Please protect yourself and do like Greg Palace just did about 15 minutes ago. Look on the website of your Secretary of State, whatever state you're in, and check and see if you are still registered or if you're like some poor schlub in Brooklyn. Don't wait till Election Day to find out you've just been purged.
Well, that concludes the first formal edition of the Flashpoints Election Protection section, co-hosted by that other voice, Greg Palast, best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy and other books.